Norway shocks the world by dominating Brazil 2-0, securing their spot in the World Cup quarterfinals for the first time in 28 years. This performance highlights critical lessons for Scotland, who failed to advance past the group stage. What follows puts the whole situation in context. Norway's success stems from a profound transformation over the past 15 years. After a prolonged drought of major tournament qualifications, they revamped their approach, investing heavily in coaching, infrastructure, and youth development. The result? 539 new artificial pitches and a national team school that has reinvigorated interest in the sport. Erling Haaland, the Manchester City superstar, leads the charge with an impressive 7 goals in the tournament, showcasing the fruits of Norway's strategic overhaul. Meanwhile, Scotland grapples with a disappointing exit, prompting criticism from former England striker Ian Wright, who calls for a bolder, braver vision. As Norway prepares to face England, Scotland must scrutinize their failures and draw inspiration from the Scandinavian model. The close population sizes of the two nations raise the question, how can Scotland harness similar strategies to revitalize their footballing fortunes? The gap in performance is undeniable, and the time for action is now.